Mayan history, structures of royal power. Now, the rulers of the classic period Mayan states were dynastic leaders revered by their people as holy kings. A man such as King Chan Muan of Bonampak held sway from a canopied throne protected by a curtain and sometimes covered with jaguar skins over a large palace retinue that included his extended family, military staff, kitchen workers, dancers, with a band of musicians and an Akuna chief scribe, himself in charge of a team of artists, sculptors, and scribes. The most important position of shahal, head of the military staff, was usually filled by a close relative of the king. A shahal could be dispatched to govern a provincial town. Spanish conquistadors encountered a similar situation in 16th century Yucatan. Each state was governed by a ruler known as Halak Unik, the true man, who governed with the support of a council that was doubtless appointed by his blood relatives. He lived in great splendor in the state's main city at the head of an impressive retinue, receiving the highly prized cacao and other produce from the lands he governed, and setting himself apart by magnificence of his appearance and many layers of rituals. Like the Aztec Tlatoani, the Halak Unik was viewed as a paternal light. The Spaniards said he was the father and the lord of the city. He appointed officials known as Batabs, whose job was to govern provincial towns with the support of a council. Batabs were magistrates and war leaders as well as administrators. The Maya ruler took one legitimate wife but also kept concubines. His wife was greatly revered, and on the evidence of the Bonampak murals, she cut a truly magnificent figure. She is depicted at Bonampak as wearing a necklace and earrings with swirling hair tied up on a red stole on her arm, setting off the fine white dress that she was wearing. In the classic period, the holy kings of the Maya cities such as Piedras Negras, Tikal, Yaxchilan, Quangaro, and Palenque erected inscribed steles, thrones, wall panels, door lintels, and other monuments according to their accession and its major anniversaries, together with the duration and the major military triumphs of their reign and significant ritual sacrifices. At Piedras Negras, for example, each king appears to have set up a monument celebrating his ascension on the fifth anniversary. The inscriptions record the anniversary, the date the ruler came to the throne, and an earlier date that scholars suggest may have been his date of birth, or the date in which he was named. The ruler then set up new monuments every 5 years for as long as his reign lasted. These monuments were carved with ascension motifs identified by Tatiana Prosakor-Korskov, who shows a figure seated on a throne at the top of a ladder with footsteps visible on a mat over the ladder, indicating the ruler had climbed to his position of royal preeminence. In the classic period, royal power was almost always inherited from father to son, but there is evidence that the line could pass through the daughter in some instances. At Tikal, the daughter of King Khanbor was given a remarkably rich burial, which included valuable imported oyster shell and the skeleton of a spider monkey. Khanbor's daughter, who is known to archaeologists as the Lady of Tikal, is shown on a lintel, standing at the right hand of her husband, who succeeded her father as king. The evidence suggests that a woman could succeed her father in the royal palace only as a wife. Her husband would be adopted by the father and become the rightful heir in her place. Their children would then inherit the throne. In some cases, the son of a royal marriage was not considered fit to rule, and power might pass to his brothers. Or if no male member of the immediate family was available, then more distant relatives would come from the ruling council. And of course, the Aztecs have a completely different version. And of course, in Inca Peru, the Inca was considered to be the son of the sun. So he was a god, and so that meant that his son would then reign. But in the case of the Inca, he was allowed to select from all of his male children and choose one that was fitted for this position. So this is just a little structure here of the main power. And next we'll look at the power of appearance. The sources for this are the Maya by Cole, the Civilization of the Maya by Anquin, the Popo Vuh, In Search of the Maya by Brunhaus, Outline Dictionary of Mayan Glyphs by Gates, Incidents in the Travels of the Yucatan by Stevenson, New World Archaeology by Scientific American, Aztec and Maya by Phillips, Yucatan Before and After the Conquest by Delanda, Rise and Fall of the Maya by Mayan Civilization by Thompson, and Maya, History and Religion by Thompson. So I hope you enjoyed that, and as always, don't forget to come by the website, summahistorica.com or historyaccordingtobob.com, and ask a question, leave a comment, check out our merchandise, and if you like what we're doing, please feel free to support us. Thank you very much.